for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and expert consultant in nutrition and healthful living. She's a regular on radio and syndicated television, including Radio MD, and the host of TLC's Honey, We're Killing the Kids. Welcome to the show, the author of Living Skinny and Fat Genes, Dr. Felicia Stoller. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello,
hey,
hello,
welcome
hello.
To the show, Dr. Stoller. Hello, welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, it's good to have you on the show. An interesting topic, because one of the biggest excuses I hear from my obese patients is they're overweight because their parents were fat. Isn't our weight more attributed to the eating and lifestyle habits we learn as children rather than our parents' DNA?
It is completely the environment that we live in.
Wow. So
just
so
because
that,
your parents might
this.
Be overweight, you know, if you look at statistics and you look at you know, how things evolve. I mean, we haven't evolved enough generations to see some adaptation in terms of it really being a genetic issue. It's really one of lifestyle.
Right. And what I look at is this. If you look at the picture from the 1800s and early 1900s, I challenge you to find somebody that was obese. It was 5%, if that. So how can we blame our parents if they can't blame their great-grandparents? See?
Well, you know.
So it can't be a DNA.
We live in a blame society. So
we really
instead
do.
Of taking personal responsibility for what you put in your mouth and whether or not you decide to move a little bit more is it's difficult for people to do. But
it's really
about, like, you know, when you point your finger, there's three others pointing right back at you.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah. Now you weren't always able to wear skinny jeans, and in your book you share some of the frustrations you encountered while trying to lose weight. Share with us, what was your aha moment? When did you discover, like, wow, that's how I lose weight?
Well, believe it or not, you know, I felt like I woke up one day and I was like 25 pounds overweight. And some people might not think that that's a lot, but for, you know, a 5'4" female who, you know, was always a certain size and always a certain weight to have all of a sudden, like, double their clothing size and, you know, have to be a maid of honor in her younger sister's wedding, it makes you take a good look at yourself in the mirror, literally. And, you know, what really changed is that, you know, my life, having gone from being, you know, a college student to working in Wall Street and having these crazy hours, and as I always like to tell people, you know, before the days of the 24-hour gyms or when gyms opened at 5 in the morning,
right.
You know, just not being able to be as physically active as I had been and recognizing that your metabolism does at a certain point slow down. And, you know, you can't eat the same way you do as a teenager. So all the calories that I was taking in was not being balanced out with enough physical activity. And I went to somebody with, I used to be able to say my exact credentials, but she didn't have her doctorate, but, you know, who was a dietitian and an exercise physiologist. And she just, you know, gave me a good talking to. And this is back in the 90s when it was, you know, the whole the fat-free craze. And I tried every kooky diet that was out there, and I was getting a lot of bad advice from the trainer at the gym. And that really, you know, that really made a big difference as far as when I decided to change careers and wanted to get a degree in exercise science as well, because I needed to know the exercise better than the trainers. Because people always say, well, my trainer told me X or Y.
Which
so
is a whole other show, by the way, that we can do on trainers giving bad advice that should not be giving nutrition
advice.
Well,
it's the same thing with you know, other people giving out nutrition advice. But, you know, to look like a bodybuilder is not what, you know, a woman in their mid-20s wants when it comes to those needs that I had were not going to be met by following whatever he told me to do in terms of exercise or eating. So, you know, I had somebody literally, like, sit and debunk all the myths and misinformation and calm me down and tell me I could eat fat again and stop working out twice a day, you know, and just, like, you know, have a better relationship with my food and physical activity. And that's exactly what I did. And it took me 1 year to lose 25 pounds. You know, everyone's looking for that, like, quickie weight loss. And you know what? I lost it. And even though I had two children, I lost all my weight in between my pregnancies. And, you know, I went to graduate school in the process and became a dietitian and exercise physiologist myself. And so, you know, I learned a lot doing that. And it was really, that was eye-opening, too.
Right. You brought up a good point about mentioned not being afraid of, you know, fats. A lot of people see that fat. I had a patient said she would love to eat avocados, but they're fat, so she doesn't eat them. And I'm like, no, that's a healthy fat. Give me some healthy fats that people don't need to be afraid of.
Well, Well, first of all, you just said what my favorite one, which is avocados. I mean, eating an avocado is like eating a slice of a multivitamin. I just think they're terrific. I think nuts are another one that people just sort of snub their nose at. And, you know, almonds, walnuts, pecans, peanuts, you know, it just nuts in general are really good for you. Having, you know, fish oil, some people are afraid of that, having fish oil. Really using a variety of oils in your cooking, whether it be coconut oil is very popular now, using something like palm fruit oil in addition to olive oil, which we know is good for us. But, you know, in America, we think a little bit of something is good. A lot has to be better. So, you know, people don't go to a restaurant and douse, you know, and don't have like a little dipping of olive oil. They might eat a quarter of a cup, and that's not the recommendation for how much we should be having. You know, but you can even eat steak. Some people think, well, you can't eat red meat at all because there's fat in it. You can. There are lean cuts of beef that you can have if you enjoy the taste of it. And you know, you can have other things every once in a while. You can have a piece of cake. You can have cocktails. You can have.
I think your book is.
You know,
I think people
cream.
Are just are ordering your book right now. Just hearing this, they're like, "What did she say? Where's her book?
Know,
I want this book."
Like, right? I mean, I was out with my son the other day, and I ordered this. The kids. It wasn't even for dessert. It was in a restaurant. I got the kids' size of soup. Like, I just didn't want. I wanted a taste. I didn't want. We were having sandwiches, and I just want a little something warm in my belly. I didn't need a huge bowl, and so you know. People, adults are embarrassed to order kitty cones at ice cream parlors. I'm not. I always get that.
That's neat. I know there's a tiny little ice cream thing. I think it's like maybe 3 bites. I think it's Skinny Cow or something. I saw it. And
yeah, those are pretty good. I love those.
Yeah, just enough to kind of get your whet your appetite instead of the big half gallon that, you know, some
people
sit
and eat.
Yeah,
and I love those mini cupcakes, too.
Right. So really, you're not an advocate of, like, vegetarian, carb counting, or paleo. There's really no set in your book that you say, follow this, follow that. It's kind of a mixture.
I just really talk about eating foods closer to the way they're found in nature and figuring out how to make foods fit. I mean, if there's a choice eating plain white bread or eating a whole grain bread that has high fiber, that's what I really suggest people do is go for the fiber. I mean, pick your fats when you want to have it. I mean, somebody would have an argument with me about full-fat dairy versus fat-free or low-fat. I'm a big advocate of, you know, when you can choose it, choose it. So for the milk in my coffee, I'm using skim milk. But, you know, don't put your hand in front of a piece of brie if I want to eat it because I'm going to eat it. You know, I just sort of pick and choose. And if I want to have ice cream, I don't eat low-fat. I eat regular. So I think it's about trying to mentally get a grasp without having to feel like you have a calculator on your tongue, get a grasp on what you're eating. So eating fruits and vegetables, you know, really making sure you get those in. So the vegetables is the one food group I often see most people's food journals lacking, children and adults.
Amazing. And, you know, you bring up a good point where if some of these diets say it's my way or the highway, don't have this, don't have that. You know what? It makes you want it more. It makes you think about it. When you keep reading, don't have this, don't have that, you crave it. You want it. It's like children. When you tell them no, they want it even more. So I kind of like your thinking where it's about balance, about eating healthier. And, you know, if you want to do a little bit of delving, don't overdo it. But, you know, don't punish yourself like a prisoner. You can't have this, this, this. What's your opinion on alcohol consumption for people wanting to lose weight?
We only have 20 seconds, Dr. Stone.
Oh, give us a quick quick alcohol, yay or nay.
Just remember that they're closest in calories to fat calories, so moderation is key, and, you know, you don't want to carbo load with beer. That's the best I could say. for
well, I'm jumping in here, and, you know, thank you, Dr. Stoller, for such common sense information. You really are the bomb dietitian. And to get your copy of her book, Living Skinny and Fat Genes, you can go to livingskinnyandfatgenes.com. Also, you can follow Dr. Stoller on Twitter at Felicia Stoller. And for all of our daily health tweets, you can follow us at Dr. David Friedman. You know, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Share these shows with your friends. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, as I said, at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay listening, stay tuned, and stay well.